My mom could be the beer mom.
These guys stink it.
Like cancel Mother Teresa.
And so just left with like a little cube of nougat.
Take the words out of my mouth and put them in your own.
For the Reese's Pieces, just...
Because we're going to get the cops involved.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Random Talk Podcast. Today, we are recording Season 3, Episode 5? 4.
4.
4. 4. I'm getting a little ahead of myself.
Yes, you are. That's next week.
I'm Isaac, your honorable ghost, and with me today, I have Matthew and Tayson. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hey, guys.
Look at this easy CEOs. It's like, you guys do it. I don't want to. Just like Isaac said, this is Season 3, Episode 4 of the Random Talk Podcast. We're very delighted to be here, at least some of us are.
Not all of us, apparently. And,
yeah, if you're listening to our voices and you can't see our faces, that's okay, but I promise your experience could be elevated if you go and check us out on YouTube.
Like
but,
an elevator. Hey,
up to you. Yes, just like an elevator. My name is Tayson, and I'll let the other guy introduce himself like Isaac wanted.
My name is Matthew, and you're cool. I was going to send some vibes, man. But welcome in, everyone. Isaac, thanks for coming on. Even
Thank
though
you
don't
for
want
having
to,
me.
I feel like
after that intro, Isaac needs to be like thanking us for coming on.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming on. Please. It's
anytime.
Great to have your you. Script. We have a great show for you today.
That's what I was just about to say.
I'm still in Isaac's lines. Start us off, Isaac, since it is you're taking control, man.
Do we normally have a schedule?
Have sent it over to him. Yeah,
yeah, you're not in.
How have you guys been since last week?
Man, you know, I'm gonna take this question on full head of steam. Last week was quite a while ago. I gotta be completely honest with you. I didn't think I'd make it to the next recording of the Random Talk Podcast. But listen, I'm here. We're here. It's a great time. I feel like I had a story, but not really. I just want to plug one thing that we've been doing over the last week to kind of give you a summary of Ben for us. If you want to go to Matthew's TikTok page.
Oh, yeah.
He's been posting some videos. And I know you're thinking, Tayson, I don't care about Matthew's TikTok page. Maybe. Well, that's because you haven't visited it yet. But believe me, once you're there, you're going to love it. So as I'm sure you might have figured out from our last episode with Anders. Shout out to Anders.
Anders.
The three of us are building a treehouse, and Matthew's been posting like updates, like every time we go to work on it, just little updates of like the treehouse and stuff. And they're funny little videos. So if you like funny videos and you like treehouses and you like us, go to Matthew's TikTok page at MJ Swisher.
That's right.
Nice. And you can go see them because they're great and you should definitely go check them out. So yes, that's how I've been for the last week. I've just been on Matthew's TikTok. That's all. Anyways.
Treehouse has been fun. We've gone 2 or 3 times this week.
Two
times. You've been 2 times since the last time.
We've made so much progress in 2 times.
We have. We've almost got a floorboard in.
We are almost ready to put in the floorboards.
Dude, we're remarkable. Yeah. So. Things are getting crazy. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Ludicrous.
Never thought I'd see the day type of thing.
I'm learning a lot about tools, guys, from Isaac.
Yeah,
he is.
Hammers can build.
Yes, they can.
I know you're thinking, if hammers can build, no, they can build.
They can.
There's no if about it.
No, listen. I just want to say one thing about this like whole treehouse thing that we're doing. It's kind of funny because in the years that I've known Matthew specifically, I mean, I've known Isaac as well, Matthew and I have, you know, we've spoken and dreamt of and discussed many things, many ideas, many creative ideas, many just regular ideas. And a lot of them, I gotta be honest, a lot of them kind of fall through the tracks, you know what I mean? Like just whether life gets in the way or you stop thinking it's a good idea or whatever happens, or you just get a better idea. one of the products of this situation of mine and Matthew's idea of talking is this podcast. So shout to that, and shout to our creative little minds for being the first people to ever come up with a podcast, obviously. But another thing, which I don't want to, you know, you can distribute the credit for this however you'd like to, but another thing is building this treehouse. Now, the reason that I bring this up, the reason I bring, you know, making the podcast, making the treehouse, is because, you know, we've been friends for long enough that we've had multiple summers together as friends. It's such a weird way to phrase that, but I've already picked it, so I'm rolling with it. And you know,
find your foundation, stick to it.
Exactly. Every time, sorry, this is not a TED talk, but it is. This is a Tayson talk.
Arguably better.
And every time the summer starts to roll around or whatever, obviously, you know, it's a little bit different post school life, at least for my, I'll speak for myself, it's a little bit different.
Please don't put words into my mouth. Golly, just kidding.
But what I will say is, like, when the summer kind of rolls around, you're like, oh man, you know, like every year it's like, gotta do something this summer, like this is gonna be a great summer, dude. Literally
only 104 days.
Exactly. I was literally just about to say, like, on some like Phineas and Ferb, like, gotta make it the best summer ever, right? And I gotta say, this year, while, you know, we've only really had the podcast in Treehouse, I think the summer, even though it's technically, what is it, May 7th,
spring.
We're recording this in early May, so the summer's not here yet. But
this episode's gonna be released not early May, apparently.
Months,
months in a
Yeah, no, but you know, it's kind of like, we're setting a good foundation, I personally believe, to have a really eventful summer, which is great, because over the past couple of summers, obviously, you know, there have been things going on preventing us from having a good summer, or just it not happening either way. And it's just really great for me to kind of like sit here and say, like, if somebody out there is listening to this and you have a friend or don't, which either way is cool. And you know, you have things you'd like to do, whether it's this summer or any time really. I think it's just about like actually doing it, like actually committing. Cause like Matthew and I could have been like, oh, wouldn't it be so cool if we like built a treehouse and like never talked about it again? You know what I mean? But like, we actually kind of stuck with it. And now here we are almost putting down a freaking floorboard. You know what I mean? Like our foundation, we found it, bro. And we're laying it down and we're making the moves. And
foundation,
you know,
is a tree.
Obviously, you know, we couldn't do a lot of this without Isaac, and we're obviously very grateful for his help.
You know,
honorary shout out to Scooby, because he's been on the show a couple of times. I mean, he's done more than that, but you know what I mean. I mean, he's but yeah, you know, the moral of my story is, if you'd like to do something, let it be more than just an idea. You know what I mean? Because, like, it could really turn out to something cool. And if not, that's okay, because you still got the rest of the summer to do it. Or in our case, you still have the whole summer's not even a thing yet. Anyways, enough of my pontification. Matthew, please take the words out of my mouth and put them in your own so I can shut up. Thank you.
Like a mama bird feeding a baby bird.
Yep.
That's how it is.
You can see that clip on TikTok.
Ooh.
But... yeah, Treehouse, we're going to throw a party at the end. So if you don't have anything to do this summer, come to our Treehouse party.
Or if you do have things to do, but you're free at day of the party,
still
you're invited.
Your entire summer schedule has to be cleared, or else you cannot come.
There, we are partying so hard, guys.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you're prepared.
Summer, so.
Yeah, there's no overnight camping at the Treehouse, though. So
no overnight vehicles.
We got to go home. Come back.
Yeah.
Is it not meadows. Camping if you don't sleep? If we just stay awake all night, is that legal?
At that point, you're just kind of there. You know what I mean? You're not like
because we're gonna get the cops involved for the party anyway. So, like, we're gonna invite them. So that, you know, that'd be chill.
Yeah. As you can tell, our summer is gonna be lit. So.
It's gonna be lit with police lights.
It's kind of like
club music.
I did a club pretty club sandwich. But yeah, it kind of, at least it's gearing up to be kind of like that summer that
we look back on.
Yeah, that summer that kind of like, I don't want to say like the summer I never had, because like
the summer we did have.
Yeah, I've still had summers, right? Like they're still going to happen regardless, because that's how seasons work. But, you know, this is like kind of that one of like, you know, whether it's like Matthew and I talking on the podcast or whatever, like, oh, summer 2021, bro. It's going
to
be
last year on the podcast, every episode we're like, add it to the summer checklist.
I was so convinced we're going to have the biggest summer ever.
We didn't do anything. Not one item on that checklist we accomplished.
Okay, let's do it this year, bro. Let's make a checklist. Let's make a schedule. It's planning. You guys got to do the planning.
That's my job. But except we did get a Speedo for Trey. Well, we actually didn't, but we attempted to get one. So check that out.
But that's the thing, though, is summer 2022 is, like I said, gearing up to be, because it hasn't happened yet, is going to be that summer where, like, maybe we don't, like, check off a whole checklist. But, you know, it's going to be something. So I hope my rambling has inspired somebody to maybe not go build a treehouse, but just, you know,
this is the motivational
part of the
podcast. Go live your summer, man. You know what I mean?
Live your life.
Live your life. Yeah.
We'll keep you updated on summer here.
Bon Jovi. It's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. It's your life. Is actually what he says first. So.
All right.
I think that's Bon Jovi. If it's not, then sorry, guys.
He says
it's my life. That's my bad.
Oh, because it is.
He's living his life.
Good.
But it's your life.
Oh.
Be like Bon Jovi. Live your life. Like
Bon Jovi. Live on a prayer.
Yes. I have a couple shout outs to shout out.
Please.
On the
you
show.
You have shout outs to shout out?
I have shout outs to shout out. And I'm going to do it rapid fire.
You're gonna fire off some shout outs rapidly.
In a quick and efficient manner.
First of all, by the time this episode comes out, it will have been Mother's Day. So still shout out to all the mothers.
Oh my goodness.
My mom, actually, your mom.
Actually, hold on.
Your mom.
Mom, I love you.
So we're recording this. We're recording this on Saturday, May 7th. This is going to come out the following Tuesday, which is going to be...
You guys better have celebrated your mother's.
Ninth. So, yeah. Shout out to Mother's Day.
It's the 10th?
Because today's Saturday.
Oh, because it comes out on Tuesday, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Tuesday's, man. His own show doesn't know when the episodes come out.
This is why
we have Isaac on.
I don't know anything.
That's why I'm the ghost.
So this is
the greatest host.
So that's what it means. So this is going to come out on May 10th, and my mother's birthday, my mom's, is on May 11th. So not only happy Mother's Day, but also happy my mom's day. if you're listening to this, hey, hope you like the show. But yeah, anyways, shout out to all the mothers, obviously. I mean,
thank you, Taysen's and Matthew's moms, for giving birth to them and raising them to be such wonderful young men. Man,
listen, I don't know how many people would have been up to the task. I got to be honest.
It's
true.
You like were a big baby. I was born at the age of 2, so like it was rough.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, in all seriousness, I mean, you know, we've been around for a couple of Mother's Day here on the show.
You could go listen to last Mother's Day
episode. I just like pluralized that and then didn't. That was kind of weird. A couple of Mother's Day is, I believe, what I said, but that's true, because we've only been around for one other than this one. I mean, it obviously kind of goes without saying. I mean, we could sit here and talk all day about moms, which, I mean, maybe we will. I don't know. I don't know what we have planned, because it's not my show.
It's Isaac's show now.
Welcome, yeah, no, everyone.
Obviously, shout out to everyone that is a mother.
It's a tough job.
It is a tough job.
Scooby should prepare an episode for us, and we'll be the guests, and you guys can would plan the whole episode.
I would really love that.
Anyway, shout out moms.
That's what we're doing right now. Scooby just
with Scoobs, yes. We'll see if Scooby eventually joins. But shout out to my mom, your mom, everyone's mom. Happy Mother's Day.
Shout out to my mom.
Shout out
to the best mother alive.
Hot take?
You no, wait, my mom's right? the this best is not mom a hot alive. Take, bro. No, not a hot take.
You know,
multiple people would agree with me outside of me and my sisters.
Who's like the best mom? You know,
I mean, Eve was pretty great, you know. Like, wouldn't really be here without her.
Leave it to Isaac.
But like, my mom's the best mom for more than just that she gave birth to me.
I was personally speaking like mothers currently in
society.
Functional mothers.
The functional mothers.
Current,
you know what I mean?
Current like, mothering who, mothers.
Like, who's the best mom in the world? Like, who's just being a mom better than everybody else?
Let's have them duke it out, bro. Mother's Day special.
We'll put all the moms inside like an arena.
Championship. Tournament of the moms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom would shred, okay, in the tournament, bro.
Depends on the events. Like, what events are we doing?
All of the events, bro. My mom does it all. Sewing, cooking, cleaning, fastest driving, dishes. Boxing.
Boxing?
She doesn't, but she would beat your mom in boxing.
Oh okay. My dad's better than your dad.
My mom could beat up your mom.
Oh man, what a show.
I know.
Listen, we'll live stream it.
Mom's great with babies.
Yeah. Same. My mom had 8 of them.
How many? My mom just had me, and I've been a baby my whole life. So she didn't just have me, but that's I have sisters. I don't know why. My mom just had me. I was her only responsibility.
Well, we're not talking about them. It's not Sister's Day, I think.
Mother's Day. Sorry, I don't mean to flex about how great my mom is. Just mothers are great in general. All the attributes that make my mother so great are found in many, many mothers.
Yes.
I love your love for your mom.
I love my mom so much.
I love my mom too.
This is a great time. Hey, listen, we hear Random Talk. We love all the moms. At least
all the grandmas too. All the sugarmommies.com. Website. I'm listening to this.
We love all the moms out there that are actively trying to be a good mom, you know, because I think that doesn't get appreciated enough, because it's no slouch. Okay, it's no run-of-the-mill daily duties. Nah, bro, being a mom, no, listen, if you're out there and you're trying your best and you're being a mom, we love it, and we're
there to support those of you
and support you and appreciate you, and also to get into the next thing, because we've been talking about this for too long. But I love all you moms. So
can't talk about a mom for a little too long, man.
Shout out to mom.
Shout out to mom.
Yeah, shout out to mom.
Thanks, mom.
Do you guys have any shout outs other than your fabulous mothers?
Did you have any other shout outs? You said you had a couple.
I did have a couple, but I want you guys to share if you want.
There it is. Nothing's coming to mind.
To my mom, my grandmas, my great grandmas, etc.
All the way to Eve.
All the way back to Eve.
Yeah. I guess I'll just shout my peeps out.
Please do. Sorry.
We should do like a YouTube exclusive like after show. You know what I mean? Where we just sitting here like this, and we just like. You know what I mean? We just like talk about moms for like 20 minutes, and then we just like put it up there. You know what I mean,
dude? No, like yeah, just like a Mother's Day. So wait, is it like this 20 minutes has just barely happened, or like after the show we talk about moms for another 20 minutes? Like, how long did this go on for?
I just mean like the Random Talk stuff is usually, I mean, not like scripted except for that one episode. It's not usually scripted, but it's like we kind of know what we're doing for the most part, most times. But I feel like if this idea were to ever come to life, it would just be like literally just turn on the cameras and just
but
like
it will talk. Because it's our summer to do it, man.
Exactly. It's
summer to talk about moms.
Just because like just like for all the times for all the times that we're like, okay, we need to move on. We've been talking about this for too long, whatever. Just say like, screw that. Let's talk about this for 20 more minutes.
Yeah.
Put it up on YouTube.
Okay.
We'll live then we could talk about moms all night long, baby.
All night moms long. All night long.
We're going to do a 24-hour live stream. Just us talking about moms. Listing off every cool mom in the world. There's a lot of them.
Mother Teresa. Her name has mother in it.
So is she like the top mom that I was talking about earlier?
Hold on, sorry,
I don't know anything about.
Yeah,
is she actually a mom? Like,
that's what I was gonna ask.
Oh, okay.
Or is it just kind of like you know, like father, like that's how you refer to, like, you know, a priest. Or she's just like all like, you know, you could just come up to her and like she's
what
listen,
I'm
like a mom.
From what I'm finding, she did not have any children. So
we were her children.
Phony, fraud.
Children of God.
Fake.
Yeah. She just loved
it. Fake.
Like
cancel Mother Teresa.
Phony, no, please.
False. Another F word.
Hey.
Oh, guys, listen. She took a vow to of chastity, which meant she was not to enter any romantic relationship.
That's what I figured. Yeah. Wouldn't like how crazy? You call a priest father and they do the same thing.
Wouldn't that be crazy if like your mom was Mother Teresa? You know what I mean?
Like well, your I mom, mean, that would be really crazy.
That would
she
be crazy.
No children.
That she, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, mom, what
are you guys going to have any fun with me on this show, man? I swear,
you don't exist.
Oh, man. Okay,
but really, it would be weird if like your mom was like the mom, you know?
Yeah,
I mean?
Everybody calls her mother, and you're just like, yo, mom, what's the deal?
I don't know you, bro.
Yeah,
that's my mom. Yeah,
yeah.
My mom.
Shout out to all the moms out there.
Nobody quite like my mom.
Shout out to that song. Anyways, yeah, we're gonna stop talking about moms. But if you'd like to check us out talking about moms for a half an hour, go to our YouTube channel.
Moms.com. That's the name of it. Our new channel we're putting up.
I'm sure that domain is not taken.
Oh no, we'll take it. We'll buy
we'll
it
take,
back.
We'll snag it right yeah. before Mother's Day when everyone's uh-huh. fighting for it.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
This episode is sponsored by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the easy to use. No.
Shout out to moms.com. No Squarespace.
Bro. This episode is not.
Do you want to sponsor us? We'll be in touch.
Hit us up in the DMs, Squarespace.
The DMs. Business email. We got it for season 3.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out one person really fast, so we can move on from the moms.
Sorry. Yeah.
Shout out Alex Barcelo, former BYU basketball player. Getting in some custom artwork drew me, so shout out.
Yeah.
Anyways, on to the rest of the episode.
All right. So, dear listeners and viewers, we would like to hop into a little segment we call Top 5. Now, in the segment, you may be a little confused on what we do. Luckily, I will explain it to you. So, it's really, really simple. I know it sounds complicated, but each of us have all, before the episode, we have chosen a topic to give our personal top 5 about. It could be in order, it could not be in order, but it's just general top 5. And we're all going to share them with you today. Today, the topic is, what is it, gentlemen?
Top 5 chocolate candies. Last episode, we did top 5 non-chocolate candies. And
yeah,
Anders.
So if you want to find out what our top 5 non-chocolate candies are, go watch the last episode. Anders, as Matthew mentioned, was on that episode. Shout out to Anders. So it was a bustin' episode.
It was pretty awesome.
Everyone should go listen and or watch it.
The first ever Random Talk episode under an hour, by the way.
No way.
For you guys wondering about that. So
that was really fast.
If you guys like shorter episodes, maybe we'll start doing it. But for now, we're just going to roll with it. All right. Sorry, Isaac. Continue.
All right. So Today's top five, we are going to start with Taysen. I feel like you normally kind of announce this. So, and when you do, you don't start. So
he never starts, and that's why I always skip over him, because I thought he would like start off. And then
you know what? Actually, let's
that is not why
you're random talk about.
That
so
is how I skip.
Let's skip over Taysen.
We'll skip over Taysen for this episode.
No, Taysen, please.
Well, thank you, Isaac, for
anytime.
It feels really great to have that weight listed on my shoulders.
You're welcome.
Not interested in everything. Okay, so obviously, like the boys just said, last week we did top five non-chocolate candies. Be sure to go check out season 3, episode 3, Slideshows and Seesaws, or the other way around. I don't know.
No,
just
right.
Everywhere on your YouTube and podcast feed. Anyways, to get right into my top five chocolate candies, I didn't do mine in order. Like, I didn't rank them because...
dude, it's hard.
It's all the same in my heart, you know what I mean? My number one has a condition, okay?
Is it okay?
I'm just losing on my shoulders okay. here. My number one is Twix. However, specifically the left Twix, because the left Twix is better.
Left
so,
Twix gang.
Wait, I'm actually very, what is like the difference between right and left?
The left one's better. Anyways, well, my two is Milky Way.
Okay. We'll never find out.
Funny because
so
I don't,
look it up.
I said left one's better. That's all you need to know.
If I may talk about the Twix real quick. Supposedly, like in the commercial, I don't know. If you ask some people, it's just advertising, but you know, in my heart, I know it's real. Supposedly the left Twixes are made on the left side of the factory and the right Twixes are made on the right side of the factory. I'm so proud of myself. I got those right for me.
Good job.
I assume it's not mirrored on your screen. But yeah, that's it. It's just
so there's
segregation of the Twixes. Well, you know, the left ones are rumored to only be made by left-handed people. No, they're not. but yeah, just left side of the factory, right side of the factory. Competition between the Twixes, more sales.
Okay.
And let's be honest, bro, the left ones are better.
Let's be honest. Okay. Thank you for joining me on this book, Isaac.
There we go.
My number two, again, these are in no specific order. My number two is Milky Way, which I believe is funny because if I recall, I once upon a time had some chocolatey candies available at my place of residence when we tried to shoot something for this show.
That is right. A month
and
ago?
I believe the Milky Ways didn't go over very well in terms of group popularity. However, I don't care because it's more for me, baby.
Yeah. It's because there are Twixes in there.
Listen, the first thing you might be noticing is, wow, Taysen, sure like the caramel, don't you? Yeah, I think so.
Yes,
I do.
No. Correctamundo.
You get the caramel or the caramel or the camel or whatever. You get the little cookie bite, and you get the chocolate, and you have a good day. It's just a perfect recipe for a little candy. My next one is another great combination, being peanut butter and chocolate. So I kind of just vaguely put down Reese's because I got to be honest. I love chocolate and I love peanut butter. I don't really love Reese's. I don't really love like the peanut butter cups. I don't know why, but I like it's that's what I'm saying. Because like,
I gotta be in the mood for them, you know.
I love everything about them. I love everything that they are. I just for some reason I just can't do them. But I'll say shout out to the Reese's pieces.
Really?
Reese's pieces, just like Reese's in all forms. But specifically, if I had to pick one, I'm gonna pick like the little tiny like stubby cups that you get on like Halloween. You know what I mean? They're like wrapped in like foil or something like that. Really shiny stuff. Yeah, I like the tiny cups. Not like the ones we've had this conversation before.
We have
not the really tiny.
Not the tiny
ones,
tiny.
Like on a Moose Track Sundae.
I thought they were the same.
Those are pretty fire though.
They are not.
Yeah,
no,
you just mean like the ones that are about like a quarter. At like the size of a U.S. quarter in roundness.
Yes.
Also, because I've seen some Reese's ads. Like, okay, I mean my freaking thing's on, but just like the just like the little guys, you know?
Yeah, those ones. Yeah. I like those ones, and also the flat ones that come in like the orange plastic wrapper, not the tinfoil, you know?
Okay, yeah.
But the pieces, I'm going to be honest, man. I don't dig those nearly as much.
I'll talk about when it gets my turn. Continue, sorry.
Okay. Sorry, yeah.
Because initially I was like, oh, I got to put Reese's in there, but I didn't want to put forth the extra ounce of brain power that it would have taken for me.
Too much work.
So I just put Reese's. Then I was like, okay, cool. I'll think about it later. So yeah, I'm going to go ahead and advise my list here live on air to say that the tiny little Reese's peanut butter cups in the shiny foil wrapping. My next one is here largely because of nostalgia. It's 100 grand.
Is this number four?
Four, right. Yes.
Okay.
100 grand bar for a very specific story that I believe I might have shared on the podcast. But I don't know. I just talk about myself so much. It could have been anywhere. That's funny. Anyways, I want to say like fourth grade, somewhere in there. I hope it wasn't fourth grade, because what I'm about to say would be kind of weird. We had in class, we had like sheets of paper with 100 tiny little boxes on them. You know what I mean? And if you could write all the letters in, like if you could basically count to 100, but like in the letters or whatever, in the boxes with the numbers, you get like a little 100 grand, because like the 100, you know, 100 numbers, 100. Yeah. Anyways,
we got
and I remember specifically, for whatever reason, you know what I mean? That's kind of like, for me, elementary school was a whole lot of like them. The school like kind of telling you, like tricking you into thinking that you really wanted something, even though like you wouldn't normally really care.
That is kind of facts, actually.
I just remember wanting to complete that so bad, wanting to count to 100 so bad, and like fill that in, like walk up there all proud to the teacher and be like, I finished my what you need, can I get a candy bar?
Boom.
And I tell you, man, once I finally did it, it was like weeks later. Just kidding. But once I finally did it, I mean, just the greatest sense of validation came to me in the form of a 100 grand chocolate bar. And I've never forgotten that. And I think about it every time I have one. So shout out to that.
My number five. Every single time before he eats one.
I do. Yes. Just. Yeah. And then my number five is another kind of like, quote unquote, all encompassing kind of pick. So I just said M&M's, but I mean, really depends on the day, you know. Could be peanut butter M&M's, could be,
wait, what did you just say?
Any other ones. M&M's was okay. My fifth pick. Sorry. You know, like I just said, depends on the day, you know, in terms of which specific flavor. But if I'm gonna pigeonhole myself and make me pick one, I'm gonna say the peanut butter ones, just because, like I was talking about a little bit earlier, I'm a big fan of that combination. I think it's a very fun time for my taste buds. So yeah, anyways, just to quickly wrap up my list, we got Twix, specifically the left one, Milky Way, specifically the yummy ones, Reese's.
Are there non-yummy Milky Ways? Yes, sir.
Yeah, bro. Well, because I don't, listen, this is going to seem very childish of me. I don't really like dark chocolate.
Same.
And I believe they're called like the Midnight, Midnight Edition.
Dope name. Less dope flavor.
Dope name. I'm not really a big fan of dark chocolate.
Facts.
Yeah, Milky Way, but milk chocolate, you know what I mean?
Okay. So, I see. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah. I just know it's kind of like a thing of like, that's such a fun palate. I like dark chocolate. You know what I mean?
Dark chocolate just doesn't.
Like, you know, good for you, man. But
too
like,
bitter,
that's,
dude.
That's just not me. Like, I can't control what's good to my taste buds and not, you know what I mean?
I can. Get on my level.
But yeah, so left Twix, milk chocolate Milky Way, the small Reese's. Yeah, sure. Small Reese's, 100 grand bar, and specifically peanut butter M&M's, but really just M&M's, because because yummy. Anyways,
I like it.
That's my top five.
I like it. We have 4 minutes. We have 4 minutes.
So. 4 minutes. So check this out, guys. Everybody go like this. All right, ready? And transition. Ladies and gentlemen, no is this time has passed at all.
Transition.
So thank you, Tayson, for that list, and thank you for that recap. So we won't need to recap now because we already did that recap. luckily, it's all fresh in our brains. Matthew, would you mind going second?
I would love to go second.
That's awesome.
All right. As well, I have not ranked mine. So here's my
You know what they five. Say, though, first is the worst, second is the best.
Third is the one with the hairy, hairy chest.
That's Isaac.
That's right. And
that's no, truer words have never been spoken.
we have, Tayson, I was kind of confused on your M&M selection. Did you say peanut butter M&Ms?
Yes.
Okay. Not well, peanut. I'm going to go with the peanut M&Ms.
Okay.
Just the peanut M&Ms.
Hot take.
Okay. But I do like M&Ms in general. I mean, very nice.
Great wrapper.
Good. Yes. Shout out.
Just the wrapper design, bro.
Yeah. Like the little guy on there.
Little characters.
Like the plastic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My second great one songs, is dude. Heath bars.
Shout out to, I had some Heath bars this week.
Toffee, right? Yes, Heath bars, toffee, very nice. I like how it's really hard. You got to get a good bite into it.
Very you're going nice. To break your teeth. Like, you're thinking it's just tasty. Regular chocolate, but then you're like, ah!
It's tasty.
One thing I forgot to mention, sorry, is I did have one honorable mention. I'm not going to talk for the rest of the
week. Are you going to do this now, or like?
I just, you just reminded me really quickly, so I just want to get off my Heath chest. Bars. was a chocolate candy I used to love when I was a kid that I've kind of like lost my affinity for, but it still deserves a shout out, is Butterfingers. Butterfingers. Yeah.
Well, you just spoke the third one into combo. My list, baby. Number three, go! Butterfingers.
I actually knew that ahead of time, so I wanted to interject right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no. Dude, I love Butterfingers. They're so freaking good.
I used to be all over those, so shout out to Butterfingers.
They used to be all over me, because I was a messy, messy eater.
They are kind of crumbly with the Butterfingers. Like, oh, you open the rubber.
Yeah.
But hey, that doesn't take away any of my top five right there.
None of it got in my mouth.
Number four, Reese's.
This list is going so bad.
Pieces. Reese's.
Really?
Pieces. The pieces.
Whoa. Okay.
Love the Reese's pieces. Had some today. So good. Just so good. Like, I'm like
Reese's.
Like you guys talked about, like, you have to be in the mood to eat Reese's, like, peanut butter cups. I feel the same way, but for the Reese's pieces, just. Give me a whole
all day, every day.
Bag, bro. And my fifth one is one I didn't think about until, like, you know, last night. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because I came prepared. You guys, last minute list here. But my fifth top five chocolate candies is the Lindor
chocolate
ball things. Solid.
Solid chocolate balls. Except they're not solid. They have stuff in them.
Yes. I love the caramel ones. I'll pull up a picture if you're confused, Jason. I don't know if you're...
Yeah.
No, I'm good. Like...
Here, the editor. Put a giant picture of one right now.
Oh, we should have done slideshows, man.
Yeah, dang it.
This is why we need Anders on the show.
Yeah, Anders brings the heat. We
so,
don't.
Matthew, are you a fan of the chocolate caramel combination?
I am. I'm not, that's, see, I, all of mine just are not, like, strictly chocolate, right? So there's, like, peanut M&Ms have peanut in. I just don't like strictly chocolate, so give me caramel, give me peanuts.
I get that, though. I feel like maybe when I was younger, I had a better palate for it, but definitely as of lately, like the last half decade at least, I've kind of lost my, not my tolerance, but just like my ability to just eat gobs and gobs with nothing but chocolate, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And
gobs and gobs, by the way.
That's the right term.
An opportunity you had frequently.
I've one honorable mention, and that is Kit Kats. Mm-hmm. I used to love Kit Kats, but
shout out to Kit Kats.
My, it has kind of gone down recently, but still honorable mention.
Great, Break me a piece of that
Kit Kat.
So I noticed you showed some love to the chocolate and caramel situation. But is there something specific about a Milky Way that just kind of turns off? I'm not like president of the Milky Way fan club by any means.
No, but you are
secretary.
You are. Come on now.
Vice president. Thank you very much. There just something that like Milky Way is doing specifically that
I'm gonna be honest. I haven't had a Milky Way in so long, so I can't tell you what it is. Okay. I don't like it about it.
I'm just
you had your opportunity.
I know, but like last time
I gotta be completely honest. I'm just trying to like promote conversation.
This episode sponsored
promote Milky Way.
Yeah. No,
as the vice president, he does have a meeting with the CEO of Milky Way. Next week, so he can voice some of your concerns.
They are a bi-weekly occurrence, but Matthew. Yeah,
I learned say hi weekly.
Learned that one in.
I say pi weekly.
In statistics class, I want to say bi-weekly. Talking about like you know pay.
pay.
But no, I just wanted
shout out to Mr. Pay.
I just didn't know if that was
a statistics teacher.
I just didn't know if you had like something to say about Milky Ways because you.
But if not, that's okay. I don't. Sorry, I have nothing to add to this conversation.
Next order of business.
That's my top five. Isaac, I believe it's your turn.
You wish it was, don't you?
Just really quickly, will you just give like a quick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? You know.
Yes. Peanut M&Ms.
Baller.
Heath bars.
Okay.
Butterfingers. Reese's Baller. Pieces.
Baller.
Lindor chocolate ballers.
Nice. Cool.
Five. Sorry, I don't have my list pulled up. There we go. Sorry. Slacker. I was just looking at the home screen of my phone. I was like, all right.
I also frequently stare at the home screen of my phone, just by the way.
Yeah, just kind of like, dang, I've got a lot of good apps.
Yeah,
shout out to that picture.
I just stare at it.
That's some.
Can you send me that?
Yeah, editor, will you show that on the screen?
Yeah, I'll put it in the Treehouse Podcast. Right here,
yeah,
like, to the side of us.
It just like split in half.
Yeah, it's split in half.
No, I want you to cover my face with it.
Okay. Well, right now,
editor. That's not, of course, Matthew, because we have an editor. That's how professional we are.
Yeah, we do.
Thank you, Matthew.
Social media marketer, we have a designer, we have a sponsorship person,
a cover artist, like
we have a cover artist.
Yeah,
what do these guys do?
We have technician who runs cables and cords.
Yeah, we have a cameraman.
Cameraman
everything.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that listen to the season 3 trailer, it was made crystal clear that we have little to no help with this show.
Yeah,
so.
It's literally all those things that have been named.
But with that being said, great bit, guys. Super hilarious. I was laughing.
Thanks. That's what we do. Funny people. All right, sorry.
Sorry, Matthew, wait, real quick. Did you name any of those jobs that, like, do you, are any of those jobs ones that you don't do?
Well, I'm not the cameraman, like,
well, but like that. So but you're recording it on your
I guess it is my I guess my let's go to camera one, please.
Yeah,
I mean
shout out to Matthew for making everything about this possible
except you guys,
except for me. Yeah, I bring so much to the table.
You do really
as the greatest host.
The table wouldn't be the same.
No.
The table would not be the same. No. No, it would not.
Right, anyways. Stop talking.
Anyways.
Keep going.
Hey, Isaac, are there any, like, chocolate candies that you like? Or
I haven't had five that I've been thinking about for the past couple of minutes.
Please do share.
I will. So, in no order in particular, but I am going to say... one of my top ones on this entire list is Three Musketeers. I love it. It's just chocolate and nougat, and it's perfect.
Isn't there like a little, like there's something else in there, isn't it? Like
it's literally, it's just a chocolatey shell with nougat. I know because of the way that I eat a lot of the little square ones, really a lot of them, is I'll just kind of like use my teeth and just kind of like break off the chocolates in like panels. And so just left with like a little cube of nougat.
That's what I'm made out of.
That's Isaac's next
back off. If I could buy, I don't know why I said back off. I meant to say like watch hey, out or else
back off.
Back off. Back off my nougat. Bite your face off.
My candies.
Shout out to Matthew for being a Cuban nougat. But if I could buy like just like a container of nougat that I can just like pop open and eat with a spoon, like I would. I would do that. I probably can. I haven't found it yet. Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Three Musketeers, please deliver.
Are you a Cuban nougat?
Are you a Cuban nougat? Because my favorite chocolatey candy.
My favorite.
All right, just moving on down in the order in which I have them written. Kit Kats, absolutely delicious. Was one of my favorite candy bars for a time.
Same.
Next, we have Whoppers, a fan favorite, it's my dad's favorite candy, and so every time I'd be, like, getting candy for myself, I'd grab some for him, I would eat them during the car ride home, and then I'd give him the rest of the box.
There's just something about Whoppers. The shell, the flavor is so bad.
The shell is chocolate.
I hate it, dude. No, the little
chocolate, the crunch,
the crunchy thing. Like
those are the only two things that are wrong. The crunchy bit.
The little, yeah, not the chocolate. The thing that's
it's a malt ball, bro. Don't ask me what that is. It's just what the container says. Chocolate covered malt balls.
It doesn't taste good.
It tastes amazing.
No, Matthew, I personally, I completely understand what you're talking about. I get the same sensation when I'm eating Whoppers, but I also will say shout out to Burger King. That's something else. I will say Whoppers are not bad, but like
they're not, like, they're good.
I mean, I've said this about a couple of things I feel like, but it's just, you know, like moderation is key in everything, but I feel like Whoppers for me are one of those things where like you got to be really careful, because I feel like as soon as I have one too many Whoppers, I'm just going to immediately start having a good time. immediately stop Whoa. Having what I'm going to say, but
better watch your Whopper intake or else you're gonna have a party on your hands.
I am personally of the belief that, like, if we're going to talk about the chocolate balls that come in a little box like that, I'm going to put my vote towards Milk Duds. I don't really love either of them, but if there's a box of Milk Duds and a box of Whoppers in front of me, I'm taking the Milk Duds. That's all
I agree.
Are Milk Duds the ones with caramel
milk on them? Yeah, I think so. Milk Duds are, by the way, nearly impossible to eat. So
don't eat it with Reese's either, guys.
not even from like a taste, like I can't stand it, but just like literally from like a functionality standpoint, Milk Duds are like impossible.
No, I saw this really funny meme, which I'm gonna attempt to recreate, but it'd be much more funny if people read it. Maybe we'll just edit. Put it up. That's what we're doing this episode. Just putting up so many things. Slideshows are during the editing process.
Yeah, send me the meme and I'll put it up.
Yeah, but
explosions.
Just everywhere. In case that doesn't happen, I'm gonna recite it from memory. Where it's like, my wife walks up to me and says, "Did you steal my Milk Duds?" Me proceeds to chew for 7 minutes. First off, how dare you? It was much funnier reading it.
I get it, Isaac. That's good.
Yeah. I would have wasted 7 minutes doing that, but
we're gonna make a new segment. We're gonna recreate memes.
No, that'd be so freaking cringe. You ever like hand your parents like a meme and then they read it out loud and you're like, stop, no.
Yeah, we've never done anything cringy on this podcast. We're super proud of all of our episodes.
Yes, sir.
Let's keep it going.
I will say last week, you know, obviously like Matthew mentioned, our first episode under an hour, which I got to be honest, part of me is okay with it. Part of me is kind of like eating away at me.
It didn't feel like it to me.
But yeah, it definitely didn't. But what I will say is, had we have decided, oh, let's like hop back on and get like another 5 or 6 minutes of stuff or whatever, just to bump us over that mark, it probably would have ended up being something like that, like one of those
cringy segments.
Yeah, just because we potentially had to do it before, and it was
an epic moment.
I was actually shout out
awesome.
To
it was so awesome. I had a lot of fun, but there's a reason we don't do scripted comedy on this show. That's all I have to say.
Shout out to cringe unscripted comedy. I was watching some old Whose Line Is It Anyway clips just on YouTube because I don't know where to watch Whose Line Is It Anyway. And like in the early days when it was like in the UK and still some US ones, like rewatching, if you rewatch a lot of their segments, you realize that they're like kind of cringy, but they were just like funny, like the first time and funny like cringe. With like a live audience, you know. I feel like
funny cringe.
No, I feel like live audiences just like they're more compelled to laugh, you know. So like you can be a stand-up comedian.
That's what I
and if you just got like a live audience, they'll laugh at a lot more jokes that normally wouldn't get as many laughs.
I literally talked about this.
Don't get Matthew started.
Yeah.
But no, so rewatching some of these like professional comedians doing improv, and it's just like that wasn't that funny.
Or like that's it was kind of star review on this podcast. That wasn't that funny.
But yeah, so that's us. Cringe comedy.
Cringe
Colin
comedy.
Mockery, hit me up. Ryan Stiles, you know, Wayne Brady. I will invite you guys on to do some non-cringe comedy.
have you finished
Look at Isaac yet? Look at Isaac inviting dudes onto his show.
this is my episode, okay? Isaac's episode. Special. Isaac special. No, actually, Matthew, I really like the idea. Like, I would love to just be in charge of one episode. I appreciate that you guys let me kind of host this one just because I decided to start talking first.
And you are the greatest host.
The greatest host. Yeah. The grand host.
Grossed.
Yep.
The grossed.
Is your chocolate still going or like
my yeah sorry I said Whoppers. That's the third installment of candy. Next one, similar crunchy M&Ms. That is my favorite iteration of M&M. Is the crunch not the pretzel one?
Is it because the caramel one? Is it because they're so Whopper reminiscent?
No, so actually, it's different than Whoppers.
Whoppa, 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 whoppa,
whoppa, whoppa,
whoppa, whoppa.
That's not what I said.
I know. I was trying to.
But I really do like the caramel M&Ms. I don't like the peanut M&Ms nearly as much, or the peanut butter M&Ms.
Isaac, do you want to get into a fight right now?
But it's just too much.
Your mom might beat up my mom, but peanut M&Ms are better.
your guys's list suck. But mine doesn't.
I'm sorry. I'd like to change that one to Red Vines. Anyway, next one, Rolos. Okay, ooh. Like the caramel M&Ms are good, but like Rolos, they're just very different despite being essentially the same thing.
I will say, as somebody who had a couple of items on my list that were chocolate and caramel Party Town, I did forget about Rolos. I got to be completely honest.
No,
I just completely forget about Rolos. But they're great. They would have definitely been a consideration had I remembered them. Anyways.
And I would just like to give two honorable mentions.
Oh, was that number five or?
Yeah, that was. So I got Three Musketeers, Kit Kat, Whoppers, Crunchy M&Ms, I mean Red Vines, and Rolos.
Okay.
And just two honorable mentions I have are Skittles and the Ghirardelli chocolates. All the Ghirardellis, filled or not.
Dude, imagine like
and the tropical imagine, Skittles.
Imagine like Skittles, but instead of like fruity stuff, it was like chocolate inside.
That's M&Ms.
That's the joke.
They're the same.
I'm sorry, guys.
I'm never coming.
Let me just leave. I'm ruining this the cringe sucks. Humor.
Oh man. Thanks for getting
thank you guys together, for being on the show tonight.
top five.
We're done. We're done.
Leave. thank you for your top five candies. They were absolutely delightful. I ate them all right now. Goodbye, Tayson.
Tayson's gone.
For our listeners, Tayson has left this. Oh, he's back. He left the screen on Zoom. So I don't know. He could be like in Kansas, but no, he's back.
I was struggling to breathe down there, so I had to come back. Down in Kansas is what
down I'm in Kansas.
About.
There it's Tornado City Alley.
Yeah.
It's one giant city all over Kansas City.
Tornado City. Yeah.
Well, that was a great segment. I think, why don't you usher us into the next one?
Yeah. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing a little thing you might be familiar with called Yay of the Day. We do this in almost every episode. I think there's a couple that we've skipped. We've skipped.
Not that we weren't ungrateful. It's just we had other things to talk about.
There was time and other things happened. But the Yay of the Day is back and here to stay. Not that it ever like left and you guys were worried. I was pretty sure we were last time.
Okay.
Anyway, so for those of you that aren't familiar, I know we have so many new listeners this week because I'm the ghost.
It's true.
The Yay of the Day is where we each say something that we're grateful for, and the sound effect, does it still play?
I've not played it in a while.
I'll contact the editor.
Yo.
Let me just make all these promises about the editor.
Guys, editing takes a long time. Okay.
I know. Will you
I forgot about like, that little sound effect, bro.
It's Matthew, I can start editing the videos. I'll like add in the sound effects and the images. You just make them like
I'm afraid you're gonna go ham. Just
I will go ham. You can review it. Yeah. Like add a reverb to everyone's voice and like random. Basically, I'm imagining that I'm Markiplier or PewDiePie's editor, you know? Like we just gotta go crazy. Anyway. Yay of the day. We say something that we're grateful for, and then a sound effect plays if we're lucky.
If it'll load.
Yay. It might not load. Try refreshing your screen and trying again. Exit the app and come back. Give us a couple more listens. Anyway, yay of the day. Tayson and Matthew, does one of you want to start in particular?
I'll start.
Sorry, Tayson. Matthew's starting.
My yay of the day. My of the day is something that we've been to a lot almost every time we hang out.
Kansas?
It's drive-throughs. My yay of the day is drive-throughs, even though we still are trying to figure that part out, right, guys?
we've got it figured out.
I don't want to sound like how this is about to sound, but there's just no other way that I want to say it. These guys stink at driving.
Well, you can drive next time, Tayson.
I will. Listen, these two. Listen, I love these boys. They're great people. They're my best friends. They're amazing, right? However, you got to be honest with your friends, and you got to admit when they have faults, just like how I would expect you guys to admit when I have faults, and that's perfectly all fine. But what I
Isaac's fault is bossing me when we're trying to build a treehouse.
Shout out to that. I'm so sorry.
The head with stuff, bro. Like,
what's up with that? I got to wear a freaking helmet next time I go.
I know. That's what they wear helmets at construction sites, homie. It's a dangerous business. Right. And that is construction side.
Listen, both Matthew and Isaac are very, very talented individuals at many different things. And I mean that sincerely. However, what I also mean sincerely is very few times in my life have I been in more unnecessarily strenuous situations than when I'm in a drive-thru with these boys. Which again, I'm not trying to like say you're bad people or anything. You're not.
No, you're garbage human beings for the drive-thru issues.
I just feel like it doesn't ever really go as smoothly as I'd like to, which is okay, you know? There's always room for improvement. Everybody can get better at something, right? But, man, It's great. It's really great. It's really entertaining. I wouldn't take it back. I wouldn't change it.
I love feel like books. I usually know. Maybe. Am I the issue? Do I just not see it?
No, I was going to say I'm the issue.
It's just you, Matthew. Yeah, no. As soon as I said that, I was like, am I just blaming
you? Hey, listen. There's been some great memes that have come out of the drive-thrus.
Memes such as...
You have a better night.
Listen, you have a better night.
That's all.
I just want to say that, you know, I appreciate these boys, you know, for the mini drive-thru experiences, not just the fun jokes, but also the food that comes out of it. I do appreciate that, but it's just, and maybe, you know, there are people out there that can relate to this, but I just feel like drive-thrus are a pretty straightforward concept, and I'm not trying to call you guys dumb. I'm not trying to say you guys don't understand drive-thrus, because you do, and you know, you do it, right? I just feel like you add a little bit of extra flavor to the experience, which ultimately, you know, I mean, I love it, but I'm just saying, you know,
I think it's hilarious.
I think it's also hilarious. Unnecessarily strenuous, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My day of the day is drive-thrus, because I went through a drive-thru this week with my dad. Cause like, it was terrible, because we went to go get some ice cream and we went to Dairy Queen in Eagle Mountain. And there was like 8 cars in the drive-thru. And if you're at Chick-fil-A, you'd be done in 6 minutes. But here, took us 45 minutes to get through this drive-thru. And by the time we got to the window, the guy was, you know, at Dairy Queen, they like flip over your blizzards. I'm like, just give me the freaking, you don't have to do flip it over. I was so frustrated. So it made me appreciate like drive-thrus, like good drive-thrus. But not that one. That one was bad. So 1-star review.
Made me appreciate other drive-thrus.
Yeah, like our drive-thrus. Anyways, that's my day of the day. You guys, your turn. We have 5 minutes left in this recording, so make it.
Tayson, may I go next? My day of the day is mothers.
Yes.
Got him.
Still first.
No, my yay of the day will always be mothers. Let's be honest. Very, very grateful for everything they do. Not even just my mother, like in my life personally, but like my friends' mothers that have treated me like their own son, and that have treated their sons like my friends, because that's what they are. I don't know if I said that right, but anyway, my year of the day today, not just every day, is cans, meaning the bamboo harmonica instrument. Let me grab it.
Show and tell time. Check this clip out on YouTube.
It is spelled K-H-A-E-N, pronounced something like and
play us a song.
Here it is, for our YouTube viewers. Here's a C major chord. Thank you. I don't know how that came in the audio.
Last episode we started this.
That's actually Anders. He gave it to me to fix because it's broken. Not all the pipes play. Anyway.
Yeah.
Good day Tayson. Today. Yeah. Yay.
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 My yay of the day is particle board. No, I'm just kidding. My particle board. My yay of the day is keys.
Like.
Because keys are one of those things.
Keys is the thing that everybody needs.
To three things that you take everywhere.
I just think, you know, obviously keys are very important for, you know, getting in things, but also, you know,
getting out of things.
Just incredibly symbolic. And what is a good taste in yay of the day, if not a double entendre? So shout out to keys, both. Literally and metaphorically, and also, you know, piano keys, all keys, anything you'd like.
That's a pretty great key.
these ivory keys. Anyways, that's my day to day. Also, a special shout out to just all the parents out there in the world. You're my yay every day. Parent,
copycat,
legal guardian, illegal guardian, just anybody looking out for watching over the next generation. Cause I don't think that can be like, I don't think I can stress that enough. It's just really important to have somebody good looking out for
you. You can't overstate that. It's understated, as a matter of fact.
Yes. So shout out. Correctly. Yes, you did. Good job. So yeah, shout out to all the parents. Obviously it's Mother's Day, so shout out to the moms, but just shout out to the parents. You guys are doing great. So
everybody do something nice for your mother and or parents in general.
Are you guys doing anything for Mother's Day this weekend?
Same thing I do every day of the year. Be the best son my mother has.
Oh, I like that.
Isaac, how many brothers do you have?
Oh, we don't need to talk about this right now. I'm just the best child, okay? I only have sisters. I am the best daughter my mother has as well, so.
No, I got it. Sisters, in my opinion, sisters outweigh brothers, since I'm 10. But anyways.
All right, I want to thank everybody that's been on our show tonight, meaning Matthew and Tayson. I don't know where they are in relation to me in the Zoom call, but hi, pod guys.
You're at the bottom.
Fist bumps. Great time. You really timed. I want to thank you for giving your opinions on your tribal candies. I want to thank all the mothers out there for doing a great job and just being absolutely amazing. It's a very difficult job. Happy Mother's Day. And I want to thank all of our listeners and viewers. If you haven't checked us out on YouTube yet, please do. I make really funny faces.
Make one right now.
Is it funny, guys? I can't see it. Anyway, this does conclude season 3, episode 4 of the Random Talk Podcast. I am Isaac. I've been your ghost this episode. Grandson host. I do have a grandfather, so that makes me a grandson. I love you, each and every one of you guys. Any closing remarks, Matthew and or Tayson?
You know what we say after every episode?
Hallelujah.
I have some closing remarks, actually.
Tayson has some.
Just normal host stuff. If you missed last week's episode, be sure to go check it out. It's a really good one. We had Anders on for the first and last time. Just kidding. at least for the first time, and it was pretty fun. He brought what I'll call an unexpected twist to the podcast.
Energy. He brought the energy.
So please go check that out, and of course, stay tuned for next week when we're gonna do more fun stuff. So, anyways, my name is Tayson. That's Matthew, or I don't know.
That's Matthew Isaac. Greater. Yeah, that's Isaac. Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for experiencing our podcast, however you're doing that, whether it's with your ears, your eyes, or both, or neither.
Shout out to Chloe for following us on Instagram.
Thank you, Chloe. Yeah, she called me while we were recording, and I said, yo, I'm recording the podcast. And then she followed the podcast on Instagram.
Be sure to go follow the podcast on Instagram, at Random Talk Podcast, just so you never miss when an episode drops. Or just like follow us on Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your
YouTube shows. Subscribe, click the bell icon,
smash that like button.
It really helps out the algorithm. I've noticed that only a small percentage of our viewers are subscribed. Please subscribe. It's completely free, and you can always unsubscribe later.
Please
call shout out to Dream.
Please comment your favorite chocolatey candies or non-chocolatey. We'll go back to last week and comment that. But
yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
Did you guys know that you can be in the podcast? Just leave a voice memo.
We're not giving up on that, bro. Oh my goodness.
One day we'll get one.
Okay.
If anybody wants to be a guest, by the way, just hit us up.
Send in your
DMs.
Resume, your application. On TikTok. We'll
call my personal number.
We'll have a job opening on TikTok, and then you guys can.
Yeah, let's just put Isaac's cell phone number on the screen right now.
For all the fans. Editor, deal with that.
editor doesn't want to give you away your personal.
I appreciate that, editor. You should really give him a raise.
I really hope that whoever edits this video just does nothing that Isaac has said.
Oh, it's gonna be so great. That's the cringe humor I'm looking for.
There we go. Anyways, that's all for us. Random.
Follow MJ Swisher on TikTok to check out the Treehouse.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Go check out the Treehouse saga.
Speaking of Treehouse, you guys want to make build a Treehouse?
I'm down. I guess it is only 5:30. We usually don't do it till like 9.
That is true. We go an hour and a half before the sunset. So our time management.
I have a headlamp. Oh, wait, it fell.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening to this episode.
Either way, yes.
Follow TikToks, follow Instagram, follow us everywhere.
Random Talk also has
a send us Venmo.
Also has a TikTok. A random TikTok if you want
random
to go there.
Talk.
I believe it's at Random Talk Pod on TikTok, so go check that out. Anyways, that's it for us. Thank you for being here. Be nice to people, and we will see you next week.
Peace.